and finish it, and I'm so freaking excited. Okay, but we are talking all about... Hey girlies, welcome back to the pod. It's Carmen. Today is a story time episode, and I'm so excited for this one. I think it's going to be really good. I'm doing some school drama story times, so get excited. I was reading some of the stories earlier, and some of them, wow, kind of scared for some of you guys. But let's just get into the best and worst of the week. So, of course, the best of this week was just that I was on spring break. I went to Hilton Head, South Carolina, and it was super fun, and I went to the beach. It was a little cold, but it wasn't that bad. It was like 60, 70, me saying this is cold. For at the beach, it was a little chilly, but it was fun, and I made a new friend. I hung out with this freshman boy. Oh, yeah. Go me. He was friends with one of my friends and he was really nice, so that was fun. And then my friend and I, we also hung out with these two boys we met over the summer. It was just weird, but it was fun to be out of school, be on spring break, to be with my friend. But sadly, today when I'm recording, it is Sunday. I have school on Monday, so by the time you're listening to this, I'll be in school. And that kind of sucks. I'm assuming some of y'all have already had spring break or spring break is coming up. So if you're on spring break, happy spring break. If you're not, sending you all the love. I know how hard it is to come back to school after spring break. It kind of sucks. And the worst of the week was that I saw a girl from my middle school 3 times while I was on this trip. And it was super awkward. Because every time we saw her, it was kind of like in the same place too. It was when my friend and I, we were biking to go to the shopping center, and we saw her when we were biking. She was walking with her family and we were like, oh my gosh, hi. And she literally like tried to give us a hug. I was like, ma'am, we're in a pandemic. Please don't touch me. And oh my God, it was so sketch. I mean, I have had my vaccine, but she didn't know that. And she and her mom were just, like, touching me and my friend, and we were like, oh my fucking God. It was so bad. It was so scary. And then, like, the next day, we were back at the shopping center, and we were just in some surf shop, and we saw her again. We also saw her another time when we were biking, and it was just a lot. My friend and I were joking about how she was stalking us, and honestly, it was just crazy. It was really uncomfortable. I hate seeing people I used to go to school with in public, or people I even do go to school with still in public. It's just so awkward and so uncomfortable, and I'm not even friends with her, and I had to pretend to be friendly, you know, so that sucked. But, I mean, overall, the week was pretty good. I've been reading a really good book. It's the 4th book in the Ember and the Ashes series, and I read the series in, like, early fall. So I truly did not remember anything that was happening, but I'm almost done. I have like 30 pages left, and after I record this, I'm going to read it. School drama, fights, pregnancies, cheating, student-teacher relationships, all the tea, okay? Literally all the tea. And this is just one of the monthly storytime episodes. If you don't know, I do a storytime episode each month. We're going to try to do it like the first week of the month. Just have it fun where you guys can submit your stories. We've done embarrassing stories. Oh my God, what are the... Have I only done one? I swear I've done more. Did I do a period one? Hold up. Embarrassing stories and like stories about guys and dating and all that good stuff. But this week, school drama. So get excited. But of course, we have the quote of the week, and that is, you are allowed to make a big deal about things that are important to you. And I thought that this was just a good quote, because I feel like a lot of older people, when they think of high school, they're like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter, you don't understand, nothing, it won't, whatever you do in high school won't really matter in the long run. Which I mean, like, true, but I don't think that's a reason that people can say, like, stuff shouldn't matter. Because, I mean, in the moment, things that seem big are big. Even if in 5 years you won't care about it, it's still big in the moment. And I think that's completely valid. I think things like people saying like, oh, you're a teenager, you don't know what love is, or he was just a high school boyfriend, you shouldn't be so upset, or you're too young to understand all of these things. I think that's just bullshit. And I think, yeah, you're allowed to make a big deal about things that are important to you. And I really like that quote, and I thought it was relevant. I don't really know how, but I just wanted to share that. So, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. We are so close to having 100 ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts in the US. I know overall, like around the world, I have over 100, but in the US, we are so close. So thank you guys. Thanks for all the love too recently on the pod. Love you guys. And before we get into it, I'm going to take a quick water break and then I'll be right back. And I'm back. Hey guys. Okay. So let's just get into the story times. I think there are, I chose 20 of them because some of them are short. We'll see if we get through all them. If not, that's okay. Some of them are just like funny because they're so short. But let's just start out with this one. Okay. So this says, so basically Sarah is a hot Cheeto girl. Already starting out strong. Love this. Literally. She scared all of us because she talked about bad things she used to do at her old school. When we saw her at recess, she would always tell us that she hates the school and she wants to leave. We would all stay away from her because she was scary. One day at recess, she really wanted to leave. She told all of us that she was running away and we were so confused. Our school's backyard is very, very big with a road at the end with cars that pass by. She started running down the field and we thought she was joking. Then she went so far, the teachers had to chase after Sarah. They were calling her name and trying to get her back, but she kept running. And you might think when she reached the road, she would stop? No. That girl kept running and running into the road. The teachers wouldn't even go get her, so she had to come back herself. I'm pretty sure the police saw her and showed up. Now she's back this year, and I'm very scared to even look at her. Literally, since you said recess, I'm guessing you're, like, in middle school, but still. This, oh my god. This reminds me of my sister, Hadley, who I think all of y'all know from the twin episode I did with her, but Hadley used to say all the time when she was little that she was running away, that she hated all of us. And one time she actually did pack a bag. It was like, if you imagine like a very generic, you know, those hobos in movies or cartoons that have a stick and like a bag is attached to the stick. So she did that. And she literally ran out our front door and didn't really know where she was going. I mean, she didn't have anywhere to go. So she just sat on the other side of the road, crying, sitting there. So that reminds me of that. But I can't believe, like, where do you think you're gonna go? People who run away, okay, I get it if you're, like, in a bad situation. But, like, where are you going? Ma'am, Miss Sarah, Miss Hot Cheeto Girl, where are you going? But, oh my god. Also, I think it's funny that you said, I'm scared to even look at her. Yeah. Yeah. Justice for Sarah, though. Really. This next one is kind of scary. My school has two buildings, and one of them is really new. The other is from World War II. And 2 years ago, our caretaker found a baby corpse in the attic. The police assumed that the mother of the baby hid it there during World War II and forgot about it. Caillou, ni hao. What? I'm sorry. Ma'am. Okay, how? If I was at school and I truly don't even know what to say about this because first of all, it's just kind of really funny and it's just so random. Also, I doubt the mom probably forgot it. The mom probably died, but also like, imagine if you're just like a baby and you just die in an attic by yourself. That's sad. Also, I'm going to guess, use my detective skills, that you live in Europe, because World War II. Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. That's really creepy, though. Some of these stories were actually, like, kind of scary. So around Halloween time, I really want to do, like, a scary story episode, like, about you guys sending in your stories. I think that could be fun, because, I mean, I have some. But speaking of addicts, I think, when was this? Maybe a week or two ago, like, a week before spring break. It might have been the Friday before spring break, but I was in school, and they made an announcement. They were like, everybody, they said, you cannot go on the attic. Please shut the attic doors. And I was so confused. I was sitting in a conference room with my friends. I was like, what? Like, what are they talking about? And I was even like, this school has an attic? Oh my God, wait, not attic, the roof. People were going on the roof. And the conference room we were in was right next to the stairwell, which had, like, a ladder you could climb to get to the roof. And we watched as, like, teachers were running into the stairwell. And I saw, like, boys sticking their heads out of the stairwell. And I was like, you better hope they are running out of there, because they're gonna, like, get fucked. They're gonna get in so much trouble. But I don't know. That's, like, not related, but also attic kind of remind me of the roof. But imagine that. Imagine finding, like, a baby corpse. That's so sad. That's, like, actually awful. A couple years ago, I was in sixth grade, and this boy had a crush on me, but one of my best friends had a crush on him. So she had this crazy idea to try and kill me so the boy wouldn't like me anymore. I have a kidney disorder, so what the girl wanted to do was put Windex in a chocolate bar with a syringe, then make me eat the chocolate bar. She also brought a pocket knife to school, and after she would get in trouble with trying to kill me, she was going to stab our principal. Thank goodness one of my other friends overheard her plan and told me, and we told the school, and the police were called. She only got suspended for 3 days, and the craziest part is that we were only 10 when this whole thing happened. Ma'am? Okay, first of all, that's terrifying. Second of all, props for the creativity of this girl. Okay, I know this is horrible, but can we just, like, appreciate, like, why, what makes you think injecting a chocolate bar with Windex? It's so random that I kind of love it. Is that horrible? Is that, like, what is that? What's the word? Is that, like, psychotic? Is that psychotic of me to say? I don't know. But also, I think it's funny, one, that you were 10 and this happened. 10-year-olds, the creativity, man. The fucking creativity, honestly. I feel like I can't even be mad about this because it's truly just so, so random. And also, how did she only get suspended for 3 days? I know at my school, I go to a small private school, so nothing really interesting happens. But these two girls got in a quote-unquote fight in the middle of the hallway, and everyone saw, and neither of them got suspended. Also, how do you get a 3-day suspension for trying to kill somebody? Like, I would think that you would have to go to juvie or a mental hospital or something like that, but a 3-day suspension and then you come back, bitch is gonna try bring out the syringe again. Damn. Also, wouldn't you be able to taste the Windex? Come on. Also, I don't know what Windex tastes like. If anyone knows, let me know. I do know, though, because my dad was actually talking about this. What's it called? Like, defroster, like a car defrosting thing, apparently tastes good, like, really sweet, but it'll kill you. So I don't know how he knows that, but he was saying how, the defroster stuff tastes really good, and that apparently some animal likes to eat it, and I think it kills them. I don't know. That's whatever. Okay. I was flirting with and doing sexual things with my ex-best friend's brother. Oh, God. And then he got back with his toxic ex, and she asked for my nudes. He sent them to her, and lots of people have seen them, even possibly a teacher. I'm not sure. My friend hates me now. My friend now hates me because she found out what I did with her brother, and now I hate him for sending my nudes to his ex. Wow. First of all, I'm so sorry. He sounds horrible. And also, why would his ex-girlfriend want your nudes? I'm sorry, that seems so strange to me. I don't really understand, like, why would she want that? Can someone explain that to me? I don't understand. Also, I'm so sorry, that's literally the worst. I remember at, a mock UN thing, was it freshman or sophomore year, a girl was freaking out because some guy was trying to blackmail her with her nudes, which, I mean, is so bad and horrible, and I don't know why anyone would want, like, what is the point of doing that? I don't know. I don't really understand, but I'm truly so sorry. That sucks, especially when teachers find out, and then they just give you, like, weird looks in the hallway. That's the worst. I'm sorry. So one time when I was in 9th grade, we had an actual fire. I was just sitting in my 4th period hanging out when the alarms went off, and my teacher literally told us to wait because he thought it was a drill, when then an announcement came on saying it wasn't, and we bolted out of the class because we were the last ones left. Well, I was getting checked out in 20 minutes, which pissed off the front desk because everyone thought I'd done it to leave the fire when really I had a doctor's appointment. Well, that's when a video started going around of a guy who started the fire because he videoed it and put it on his Snapchat. So what he did was he got a vape, some earbud cords, and batteries, and somehow caught the boys' bathroom on fire. This is also the same kid who got caught with a backpack full of drugs last year in 8th grade. And now a few months later, no one knows where he is because he disappeared. Okay, first of all, sorry, that just confused me a little bit. But, so, there was a fire, but you had to leave early. Why would anyone get mad at you for leaving if there's a fire? That's stupid. Also, that guy sounds so scary. What the heck? I wonder if he was, like, actually trying to start a fire, or if he was just trying to, like, charge his vape. Because I think you can use, like, a cord thing, because I've seen it on TikTok. It was, like, over the summer, people would, like, instead of, like, using a real charger, they would use, cut up a cord and use that. Maybe he was trying to do that. But also, that guy sounds really scary. Also, how dumb are you to post about it? This is what I don't get, because people who do a bunch of shitty things they probably shouldn't be doing, post about it, or tell people about it. I'm like, dude, if you're gonna do it, don't talk about it. But I mean, I guess they're doing it to get attention, and if they post about it, then they're gonna get the attention. But if you didn't want someone to find out, you don't post about it. Also, he just disappeared. I wonder if he moved. And also, kind of wondering if he got suspended, or if it's like that other girl who tried to murder someone. Did he get a 3-day suspension too for starting a fire at school? That's so sketch. Another fire thing. This just says, someone once set another student on fire by lighting their pants. Nobody got injured, though. I like how you had to clarify that no one was injured. Someone was literally lit on fire. What is with all these fire stories, guys? Are you guys okay? Please blink 3 times if you need help. It's one of those things, right? This actually reminds me, though, when I was at camp, I was with my cousin and our cabin, and we were all just sitting around a fire. And you know how in a fire, there's like the little embers that kind of just spark up? Well, one of them landed on my cousin's shorts and her pants. It just started burning her pants off. It was so scary. She was running around screaming. It's also really funny. I think she still had the shorts a few years later, and there was just like a burned hole And it wasn't bad. It didn't actually burn her skin, just burned part of her shorts off. But, my God. People are truly, truly insane. Like, I'm honestly concerned for some of the people that y'all have to go to school with. Truly. Wow. There was a rumor in our school that a girl was pregnant because she would wear sweatshirts in gym class. She left after the first semester that year and came back in the middle of the first semester the next year. Surely enough time to have a kid, but nobody actually knows if she did or not. But a couple months later, I saw her working at a store, maybe raising money to support a child? I don't know. This seems like a lot of speculation. One, how would wearing a sweatshirt to gym class make someone think you're pregnant? Honestly, when I was doing gym, I looked like you could say I was pregnant. And how does leaving school and working, I don't understand. How does that equal to having a baby? Is like every girl I see working at Cane's, I'm like, oh, it's pregnant. Walk into Walmart, pregnant. Walk into Kroger, pregnant. No, I don't understand. Speaking of that, I had a friend. Well, she's still my friend. But I remember freshman year during our gym class, she actually tried to trick me to thinking that she was pregnant. And she was dead ass. She sat next to me and she goes, Carmen, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm pregnant. And of course I thought she was joking. I was like, yeah, haha, right. And she was like, no, I'm serious. And I don't know what to do. And she was very believable. And honestly, I believed her. And then she was like, ha, psych. So that reminded me of that. Honestly, I doubt this girl was pregnant. Unless you've seen a kid, you don't have the proof. You don't have the proof. I feel like you shouldn't go around saying stuff if you don't actually know for sure. But I mean, what do I know? What do I know, right? We had this math teacher when we first started middle school. We were like 12, and this man was just obsessed with being dirty, I guess. He made gross comments to girls and stuff. And one time, a girl said, oh, there's a hole in your pants. And he literally wanted the girl to point it out. And it was on his ass, and the girl said no. And he kept going on with, do it, do it, do it. So that's disgusting. He also changed the subject from math to something sexual, so that was very uncomfortable. And he also drew sexual things. What is with, there were so many stories that I read, I don't think I share, I'm gonna share all of them, but just about like creepy math teachers, and why are all math teachers, it's like creepy men who are math teachers, and they just get away with all these things. There's a guy at my school who, I don't want to say names in case, you know, but there, I know, hypothetically, of a math teacher who would look up girls' skirts at my school while they walk up, and he's made a lot of girls uncomfortable, and there was a group of senior girls at my school who even reported him, and the teachers just laughed it off, and they were like, oh no, haha, that's not a thing, when they were saying how uncomfortable they made them. So I can definitely empathize with that. And I can't believe you were 12 and that this guy was doing this. And I hope he got fired. That is so disgusting. I hate men. I bet you he was a white man too. Truly, you know how people always say, like, there's like a prejudice of white women being afraid of like black men on a street or something. It's some like stereotype or whatever. But truly, I feel like I'm more afraid of some middle-aged white man. That scares me. That, truly, I'm scared. In fifth grade, a boy's mom accused me of beating her son when he was 2 times bigger than me and I was so small and skinny. Girl, what? Why would... That's so random. Why would someone's parent accuse you of beating their child? I'm sorry, I don't understand. Unless there's like straight up evidence, why would you say that? Also, if you were so much smaller than him, and oh my God, I swear, some people's moms are truly psycho. Like, this lady sounds like psycho. I remember I talked about this in my parent episode, but about like tiger moms and helicopter moms. I bet this mom was a tiger mom. She doesn't want you to hurt her baby, even if you literally didn't touch him, which I'm sure you didn't, because if you said that, you probably didn't. But a kid at my school got caught vaping. Apparently, a seventh grader sold it to him, and they went in the bathroom to vape, and his friend ratted him out, so they got caught, and he got suspended. Oh, damn. Why is a seventh grader selling vapes? I'm sorry, I just think that's kind of funny. What the hell? Wow. At my school, so many people would vape in the bathroom. They had to change, like, the rules, because on some school rules, it was, like, no smoking, no blah, 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 but it never said, actually, like, vaping. So they finally had to add that, because kids at my school, when I was a freshman coming into high school, the sophomores, so the grade above us, they had gotten in trouble the year before because they were all, well, not all of them, but a good group of them was caught vaping in a teacher's classroom and, like, during lunch. And because this teacher would just leave his door unlocked and they would just all go vape during lunch, which, like, why? And so then my grade got in trouble for that, even though no one in my grade was even at the school when that happened, and we had to stay at lunch. Like, they forced all the freshmen to go to lunch so that would happen. Did anything happen to their grade? No. No, it didn't. But that's crazy. I know a lot of people at school who vape in the bathroom. I actually had a friend. Well, she's not really my friend, but she's, like, an acquaintance. And I didn't know she vaped, and she came with me and my sister one day to get lunch, and she just pulled out a vape and started vaping in my sister's car, and I was like, excuse me? I was like, you're just gonna... I was so confused. I literally stuck my head out the window because I just thought that was rude, and she just started doing it, and then she was telling us how she would sneak into the bathroom and do it, and I know a bunch of people who do that, which is kind of sad. There was a rumor, I think, maybe last year, that this kid would do cocaine in our bathroom, that he had, you know, those Altoids containers, that he would keep that and put, like, cocaine in there and just snort it in the bathroom, which, knowing this guy, I wouldn't be surprised, but that's just crazy. I don't know how these kids get away with all this stuff. I would be so anxious, truly, like, things like stealing, smoking, vaping, that stresses me out. Okay, I'd rather not. I also don't get the appeal. I have friends who smoke and who vape all the time, and I just don't understand. It just kind of looks gross to me. Don't really see the appeal. Not the hottest tea, but my principal and one of the office ladies are always flirting, but they're married to other people. And I was on Wattpad the other day, and somebody wrote a story about them. That has, like, the cowboy emoji with the gun. Girl. Oh my god, that's actually so funny. I feel like at school, there's so much teacher drama that the teachers, I swear, I can never tell if they're friends or if they're flirting. And it's so funny when they're married, because, like, what is happening? But also, that somebody wrote a Wattpad story about them. Stop. I bet it was good, too. I really hope you read it. Did you read it? I bet you did. But my friend actually wrote a Wattpad story about one of our friends and this guy. She's been, like, on and off again for a while, and it was so funny. She just changed the names to Hermione and Draco or something. I can't believe someone wrote a Wattpad story about them. That is some dedication. Props to that person. A fellow student pulled out a knife on a teacher, and now he's banned from school for however long. The school doesn't know, I know, and they won't tell us anything. They're saying he's going to an alternative school, but your girl has her sources, and that's how I know. Oh my god. What is with all these people pulling knives, catching people on fire? Are these kids okay? Truly. That's so scary. Also, Why would the school not want you to know? I swear, schools are so weird about not wanting kids to know certain things. So imagine if that kid just had to come back and the teacher they pulled a knife on had to teach that kid again. That's kind of scary. Also, why do you have a knife at school? What? Someone explain, please. At my old elementary school, we had a huge recess field, and I remember in second grade, we were able to go behind the recess field where there was lots and lots of land, but there was also a house, an old creepy house with lots of junk around it. At the time, I thought nothing of it until it came to going back there for science class to look for plants and insects. When we were back there, the teacher just said not to go near it because there was some broken glass, but my friend and I, not caring, we went near it until a lady came out of the house. Me and my friend ran and got a teacher. The teacher explained that it was school property and no one should be back there, but he went to check anyways because we were bawling our eyes out. When he looked inside, no one was there. He thought that we just had a quote-unquote big imagination and dreamed about it, but we know we didn't. After a year, more creepy things happened. A teacher that no one has heard of, but one girl supposedly died in that house. This teacher was from years ago and was named Kat. Me and my friends knew for sure that we saw Kat after the girl described her and looked just like the lady we saw. But why could only me and my friends see it? Not even a week later, we saw Kat wandering around the school. Luckily, I moved and my friend should be in high school now, but that school will forever scare me. Was Kat a ghost? That's so creepy. Y'all have some scary things behind your school. Oh my god, that's like actually really scary. What if Kat, like, did someone? I really hope, that's so scary. Maybe Kat is homeless, or maybe Kat is a ghost. And that's so weird that only you and your friend noticed that and no one else did. Truly, I'm scared. I'm not gonna be able to sleep. A girl 2 grades above me sent a video of her having sex with her boyfriend to her friend on Snapchat, who screen recorded the snap and sent it around school. Everyone saw the sex tape, even the teachers, and I heard them gossiping about it in the hallway. This is horrible. I feel bad for this girl, but also, how stupid are you? Why would you send a video of you and your boyfriend having sex to literally anybody? Why were you taking a video in the first place? That is just one, bad judgment. And two, why would you, if she's really your friend shouldn't have screen recorded that. That's tea. But again, teachers, I swear, teachers gossip so much about students. That's so awful, especially if you were walking the hallway and you just heard them talking about you and they knew that you and your boyfriend were just going at it. That truly sucks. In fifth grade, I was obsessed with this one kid, and I really thought he was the one. So me being the annoying 10-year-old I was, I did everything in my power for him to like me. Anyway, so one day he asked me out, and I got really excited until I realized it probably wasn't real, so I didn't say yes or no. Then I chased him all day during our field day until he finally told me that he only asked me out because he wanted me to stop bothering him, which doesn't really make sense, but whatever. After that, I told my friends to go stomp on his feet with her huge, huge high-heeled boots and then hit him in the head. Oh, wow. I had problems. I was mad. I think he still hates me to this day. First of all, I love how you thought he was the one when you were 10. That's iconic. Queen shit. But, I mean, that's kind of sad that... I think it's funny that you told your friend to, like, go and beat him up. I feel like we all had this experience, though, of, like, us liking a guy, and he just doesn't like you at all. I mean, I think at that point, it's okay just to back off and be like, okay, it's fine. Is he truly that great? is he? Just take a second to think about it. Probably not. A teacher quit his job to date a student. We found out on Instagram. Oh my god. I feel like in college, it's not that weird, or like graduate school, but in high school or something, that's sketch. Also, finding out on Instagram, if you're just scrolling through your feed and you just see a teacher and a fellow student just like hugging, standing next to each other, kissing, no, that'll be a no for me. When I was a freshman, I was best friends with a girl. Let's call her Anne. Anne had a huge crush on this boy named Luke for the longest time. She eventually claimed to be over him after he rejected her multiple times. Keep in mind, Anne has never been a good or trustworthy friend and was always very toxic towards me. But anyways, there was another girl, one of mine and Anne's closest friends. Let's call her Lauren. Me and Lauren were in a small dumb fight at the time, and to be honest, I don't completely remember why. We always got into weird small arguments, but when I was on FaceTime with Anne and Lauren one night, all of a sudden Lauren said that I had a huge crush on Luke. I honestly don't know where this all came from, because me and Luke didn't talk often at all. Anne believed Lauren and acted like she was fine with it, so I just kind of let it go, even though it wasn't true. About a week later, she started acting really weird and distant, so I texted her and asked her what was going on and if she was alright. She told me she doesn't want to be friends with me anymore because I'm toxic, and even had the audacity to say that I liked her ex, then never liked her at all, and they never even got close to dating, and that I broke girl code or some shit. I believe people can change, so a year later I tried being friends with her again, but long story short, that didn't work out. Anne and Lauren have also been through so much drama and have an on and off again friendship to this day. I'm now a junior and I haven't talked to either of them so long. Anne kind of sounds like these are not good friends. I'm glad you aren't really friends with any of them anymore. Seems like Lauren just wants to start drama and Anne is just going along with it. Poor Luke, though. Luke just got caught in the middle of it. Poor Luke. Actually, at the beach, me and my friend met this guy named Luke. He was from DC. He was nice. He kind of looked like a frat boy. We were joking about, like, things he would say, how he'd be the guy who, just imagine this. So, I'll explain the vibes he gave off. So, pretty much, you know those frat boys that just wear, like, khaki shorts, a backwards hat, kind of have, like, brown floppy hair, like, a collared shirt. Yeah, that was him. He'd be the guy at a party. He was like, I don't drink White Claws. White Claws are for pussies. But then he'd also be the guy who would drink, like, Twisted Tea or something and be like, I just chugged 5 Bud Lights and I'm not even buzzed. Like, stuff like that. But, sorry, that just reminded me because you said Luke. I'm sorry. Glad you weren't friends with her, though. She does sound toxic and rude and... we don't like Anne. Anne can fuck off. Lauren, too. Last year, there was a boy who messed with this girl and was mean. His name was Dylan, and the girl's name was Sarah. Sarah's best friend, Casey, found out and got very mad. Casey went into the cafeteria and grabbed one of those plastic forks to eat things with and went to the football field where Dylan currently was. With everyone watching, they had a verbal fight, including another friend, Isla. Casey, I assume, had enough and jabbed the fork into Dylan's arm. Long story short, Casey was suspended for 2 weeks and was sent to a mental hospital. Isla got suspended for 2 days, and Dylan went to the hospital for ages. The funny thing is that Dylan liked Isla. Okay, first of all, who is Isla? Irrelevant. But... also, how do you stab someone with a plastic fork? I feel like the fork would break. You have to be really mad to actually, like, get a fork through. I feel like, because if you just, wouldn't the prongy things just kind of bend and not go through? Damn. Casey's a strong bitch. Also, how do you only get suspended for 2 weeks for stabbing somebody? What? These schools, I swear, the American school system makes zero sense. You can get in trouble for wearing a skirt that's, like, shorter than fingertip length, but you only get a 2-week suspension for stabbing someone, or 3-day suspension for attempted murder. How does that make any sense to anybody? I don't understand. I don't understand. Three girls got into a fight during lunch. I think it was their fourth year of high school, so seniors. One dragged another down to the ground and kicked her nose and broke it. Another time, a boy got baked beans from the local corner store and poured them down another boy's back, giving him second-degree burns. They're both fine now. Oh my god. T. These people, y'all, are so freaking violent. Okay, but the baked beans thing, that's, like, kind of funny. What makes someone think, this is, like, the Windex thing. Why do you just, you're like, yeah. I guess it's, like, that thing where, if you ever did this with your siblings, where you get ice cubes and pour them down the back of their shirt, you know? But instead, the reverse version with hot beans. I feel like you're definitely British. Like, this sounds like a British thing. I don't know. I could be just speculating over here. This girl at my school named Rebecca told everyone she was pregnant, and we all believed her. At my friend, freshman year. She was 13. The story was she got drunk with her cousin and then had sex. Her parents apparently knew, and she showed us her baby bump when she went to the doctor and then apparently got told the baby died. We all slut-shamed her and gave her loads of attention, but she told us it was a lie. I think it's really hard to know how to react to something like a friend becoming pregnant. You have to support them. I'm getting mixed vibes from this. One, I like how we just casually graced over the incest part of this. Fucking your cousin is incest. I hope everybody knows that. Okay. Also, I don't understand because you say we all slut-shamed her and then, but you just have to support them. How is slut-shaming someone supporting them? One, never slut-shame someone, guys. It's not worth it. It might make you feel better, but in the long run, you'll feel shitty about it and you're kind of ruining someone's day. And you can say one thing in 1 second and someone will just keep thinking about it for years. So don't do that. Even if this girl was faking a pregnancy, okay? Like, you don't need to slut shame someone. She could have been raped. Her cousin could have raped her. I mean, they said they were drinking. She could have been raped, so I don't know. But yes on supporting them, no on slut shaming. This is really weird and creepy, but this happened in second grade. We were sitting in class and the principal came in. We all wondered why, and it was because someone had smushed poop on the wall. Everyone was confused and tried to catch the quote-unquote poo criminal. They had to close the toilets because they wouldn't stop. The boys had to use the girls' toilet, and someone started smashing poop on the wall there, too. No one was allowed to go on the toilet about a week later, some third graders found out who it was. He got suspended from school. I feel like something similar to this happened when I was in middle school, which is funny because this is from second grade, but this is so TMI, whatever. Someone at my school, took a massive, massive poo, right? And the nurse even had to make an announcement. They were like, if this is a child, your butthole could be ripped. Please come to the nurse's office. And I saw it because I walked in there with my friend. It was huge. Like, truly insane. That just reminded me of that. But I feel like everybody has, like, a poop horror story from school or something happening. But why would you smear shit on a wall? Just why? Why? No. Please no. Anyways, those were the last of the stories that I'm going to share. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Leave a comment if you're on YouTube. Do whatever, like the video. And thanks y'all for sending in your stories. I had so much fun and this episode literally made me pee my pants. And I'm truly concerned for some of y'all and the people you go to school with. Little sketch. little sketch. Make sure to check out all the links in the description of this episode to find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. There's a bunch of fun stuff down there. And also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast if you aren't already. And I'll see you next week. Again, thank you for sending in your stories. I hope you have an amazing week. Remember that you are loved. You're bomb. Love y'all so much. Bye.